It's consistently astonishing to me how much of an impact we humans have on our native species. Our decisions to develop and farm lands, level forests, and hunt can have a wide-reaching impact on plants and animals alike. This is especially true for the top predators, who rely on a finely tuned natural web of other species to survive. I was having a conversation recently about these larger predators like coyotes, wolves, and mountain lions, whose territories are constantly changing in response to human decisions. With fewer and fewer wild, open spaces for these animals to hunt, it's becoming increasingly common for us to see these species where we wouldn't expect to, in our parks, our yards, and on our highways. The plight of the mountain lion is especially interesting, as human interference has significantly impacted this species for centuries. In the mid-Atlantic, we tend to call mountain lions, well, mountain lions. But in other parts of the country and beyond, the names puma, panther, and cougar are all used to describe the same species. There's a reason that these large cats have so many names. Mountain lions have the largest geographic range of any terrestrial mammal in the Western Hemisphere, from Canada through the U.S., Central and South America, to the southern tip of Chile. That's a lot of different lands and people who each have their own name to describe this animal. When we think of mountain lions, we often think of the lands to the north and west of us. We hear of mountain lions in Canada or cougars in the western United States. There's a good reason why mountain lions aren't as prevalent on the East Coast as they are elsewhere. These big cats were eliminated from the entire eastern half of North America within 200 years following European colonization. Today, while mountain lions do exist on the East Coast, their population is severely reduced. There is a native subpopulation of this animal in the state of Florida, but they are also threatened. The vast range of this animal and its ability to adapt to many different habitats is impressive. The mountain lion's habitats include montane coniferous forest, lowland tropical forest, grassland, dry brush country, and swamps, any land that provides vegetation, caves, and rocky crevices for shelter, as well as adequate prey. Their ability to make do with their surroundings extends to their diet. Mountain lions will eat any animal they can catch. Like other cats, mountain lions are obligate carnivores, meaning they must feed on meat to survive. The most important prey species for mountain lions are the various deer species, including mule deer, white-tailed deer, elk, and even moose. Only the Florida panther subpopulation showed variation, often preferring feral hogs and armadillos to deer. Although they are capable of sprinting, mountain lions are typically ambush predators. They stalk their prey before leaping onto its back and delivering a suffocating neck bite. Like most cats, the mountain lion is primarily nocturnal and solitary. They hunt alone at night and rarely interact with other members of their species. Only mothers and kittens live in groups, with adults meeting rarely. While mountain lions are generally loners, they will reciprocally share kills with one another and have been known to organize themselves into small communities defined by the territories of dominant males. Cats within these areas socialize more frequently with each other than with outsiders, although they are still not social by any definition. When they do communicate with one another, they do so with low-pitched hisses, growls, purrs, yowls, and screams, depending on the conversation. Unfortunately for the mountain lion, human encroachment on their habitat continues to pose a significant threat to the species' long-term survival. Mountain lions are targeted by hunters who view their presence as a threat to both farm animal populations and humans. In recent years, a small number of human fatalities from mountain lions have been reported. The largest threat to these big cats remains hunting, which is regulated and legal in many western states. Car strikes and highways pose not only a physical threat to mountain lions, but also are significant barriers that prevent this species from movement and dispersal. It's my hope that as we make choices about our own movement and development, we can find ways to ensure the protection of incredible species like the mountain lion, as well as other top predators who need our help. You can learn more about our local plant and animal species by visiting explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.